Okay. Well, welcome, 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 beloved heart friends. We have an interesting program tonight. I chose two shorter heart streams to do instead of one long one because they both have to do with the different rays. We're honored tonight to hear from our beloved Knight Commander, Saint Germain, who comes to give us a new teaching on the ultraviolet ray. So that's a very new thing. We've never heard anything about that before. And then the second little heart stream is the spiritual essences of the five crystal rays. So we're going to get the ultraviolet ray and then the crystal rays, some teaching on the crystal rays too that we've never had before. So very new stuff and things that I'm finding very interesting and that can be useful to us in our wonderful spiritual work that we do. Let's see. As you know, at the end of the class, please stay and find out what's happening in our community and how you can benefit. And ask any questions that you may have. Share any insights and experiences you have had. And give us prayer requests for your family and friends. Or join us in prayer. Now I'm going to read our mission and vision statement. Our mission is as follows. Within our heart center community, we realize personal enlightenment through our higher self and share the Ascended Master's teachings and our love wisdom throughout the earth. Our vision, we live in sustainable golden crystal age communities in joy and in harmony with Mother Nature. Using solar sciences of the spirit, we radiate light and we live and love as one. And now I'm going to invite you to read our prayer that was on the invitation that you received either by email or snail mail. In the name of our I Am Presence, we call to you, beloved Saint Germain, thanking you for filling us with your light and your love and raising us up higher and stronger with your help. Archangel Michael and your legions, thank you for protecting us tonight, physically, mentally, spiritually, and electronically during our class. Thank you for bringing to our class those souls who are eager for more love and light and a desire to obey God. Amen. Okay, and now we're going to sing together a wonderful song called Violet Laser Light, and it's decree number 70.029 that has been put to music. Violet Laser Light 70.029.
Thank you. as he did so consumed by the days of night, he knew his hand in blue. By the days of night, the praying angels hear. By the days of night, the joyful winds appear. By the days of night, the ways and days and days. By the days of night, the ways and days and days. By the days of night, the people happy free. By the days of night, we gain our victory. By the days of night, the people lead us free. By the days of night, fulfill our highest dream. By the days of night, the pleasure saint your name. By the days of night, the justice be obeyed.
Well, I'm sure you felt the invigorating energy of the violet laser light. Definitely lifting us up. Okay, bear with me a moment, and now I will go to Saint Germain's heartstring. Now, this message was originally given on February 17th, 2024, at the that Valentine's Day weekend that was at Dennis's residence in Vista, California. So let us go to, hold on a second. My computer is kind of glitchy tonight for some reason. I'm not sure why, but it's got some little hiccups in it.
Excuse me, Barbara, could you adjust your camera? All we can see is the top of your head.
You don't need to see my head.
We want to see all your face. All we see is run your nose up.
Well, you'll have to wait a minute because I'm arguing with this tab here. I'm trying to open up the heart stream, so I'll deal with the camera later. It's not as
okay.
Urgent. Okay. Heart stream library. There we go. Finally. Ay, ay, ay. Okay. Sorry, folks. I was ready, but the computer was not. Okay. A new teaching from Saint Germain on the ultraviolet ray, given February 17th, 2024.
Would you like a new teaching from Saint Germain? Okay. He knows that the violet light is the alchemical ray. And we know that Saint Germain is the great alchemist, and he was embodied as Francis Bacon. That was his last incarnation before he ascended, and he came back as the Wonder Man of Europe and could mend flaws and gemstones. He could write simultaneously with the left and the right hand the same thing, and then when they put different pieces of paper and they put them over each other, they were identical. He could do many, many things of a seemingly miraculous nature. What he says now is, in addition to being the alchemical ray, the violet light is the miracle ray. And the more of a momentum that you have in the invocation of the violet light, the violet ray, the violet flame, and the more you utilize it in your daily life, in practical ways, the more you will have access to it and its manifestation as the miracle ray. And it is a facilitator of miracles. So on the spectrum of our consciousness, you know, we go from red to violet, right? The visible spectrum. And then we have ultraviolet, and we have infrared that we can't necessarily see with our physical eyes, although clairvoyance can see beyond the physical spectrum. The miracle ray is, in a sense, ultraviolet, in that we don't necessarily see it with our physical eyes, yet it's there. And we know the ultraviolet spectrum, and we have to be careful around in the sun in terms of not getting toasted by the sun, by these ultraviolet rays. Yet, within the ultraviolet spectrum, there is the opportunity for miracles to occur that are tremendous, that are powerful, that are life-changing. So if you understand the nature of ultraviolet, which I love that term, ultra, like super-duper violet, you can access the miracle aspect of what is beyond the normal violet spectrum into the ultraviolet spectrum. And you can engage with ultraviolet angels. So we've heard of the violet flame angels. Have you ever heard of the ultraviolet angels before? I never heard of it. So you invoke the ultraviolet angels. And Metatron is one of the great cosmic angel beings who is kind of like Archangel Michael in the sense that he's a commander. He is a cosmic commander of hierarchies of angels. You can call to Metatron, who moves in a, what we'll call a Metatronic multiverse. Okay, a Metatronic multiverse, where he can morph into any form whatsoever and facilitate miracles.
And now our beloved Maria Ramirez is going to answer a question. Just who is Metatron and what is his connection to the ultraviolet ray? Go ahead, Maria. Press star 6 and unmute yourself.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay. So this is what I got. And the first part I'm going to answer by what I found in when I was searching for quests for the answers. And the second one's connection to the ultraviolet ray will be the second part. But here's what I got. I heard the name Metatron mentioned several times, but I did not know any history about him. So in research, this is what I found through Microsoft, Bing, and Copilot. Copilot, I guess, not Copilot. Metatron is a powerful archangel of immense spiritual light and divine wisdom, operating as a bridge between heaven and earth. And he has both experiences as a human being and an angel. According to Kabbalah, Metatron was one of the angels in charge of the leading the Hebrews through the wilderness after their escape from Egypt. Metatron is also mentioned as the angel of Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. He had been mentioned in the Talmud, which is a religious text of Rabbinic Judaism, also in the Agada. It's a text recited at the Seder on the first and second nights of the Jewish Passover. Also, according to Copilot, Metatron could have been Enoch. Also, in Copilot's summary, Metatron's role is multifaceted, from heavenly scribe to mediator. He bridges the divine and the earthly. Also, while not explicitly found in the Bible, his presence is in various mystical traditions as depth to our understanding of angelic beings. Now, as to answer what is the connection to the ultraviolet ray, this comes from Saint Germain's teaching that on the ultraviolet flame, this flame is the highest in the violet spectrum. To my understanding, this is a super duper ray, a very miraculous ray. Metatron is a super duper archangel, and we can call him and with his ray, he can produce miracles. Yes, super duper miracles, as he operates from a Metatronic multiverse to facilitate miracles. Oh yes, I want to rub elbows with this ultra powerful archangel, don't you? I want to create meta miracles. We need miracles of all kinds. This is a new key, a key that we all need right now, especially in these days. And that's what I got.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much, Maria. That was really
great. You're welcome. Thank you. You're welcome.
Now we're going to go on and hear some more about Metatron that in the heart stream.
So Marius Michael George has painted a beautiful image of Metatron. It's similar to the one of Uriel over there and the sacred geometry behind it. And if we could find that on his website, mariusfineart.com, M-A-R-I-U-S, Marius, or he says Marius, mariusfineart.com. Metatron is a very, very powerful being, and it's time for miracles to happen. Do you agree? It's really time that we have daily miracles, we have hourly miracles, we have moment-by-moment miracles, and life is a miracle. Yet we sometimes deny miracles because we don't believe in them, or we don't accept them, or we just aren't ready for them. So I heard in Saint Germain's heart stream, we have to be ready. We have to be available. We have to be receptive to what's coming, right? We have to be open to all possibilities of what can occur, and our openness and our receptivity is a key to be able to receive. Jesus said, knock and the door will be open, you know, seek and you shall find. So if you believe that miracles exist, which I do, and you'd like to join the ultraviolet angels and Metatron in precipitating miracles, this is a new key. I'd never heard this teaching anywhere. I'm really excited about it because, frankly, I have never meditated on the ultraviolet spectrum in my life. I never have. I go to the violet, I go to the ruby, I go to the crystal rays, yet the ultraviolet, it's kind of mystical, right? So I don't know about the infrared, although my wife and I have an infrared sauna, which is a dry sauna, which is really nice, and you get toasted and it's really good. I think we're going to have to understand that you can bask in the ultraviolet rays in a safe way when you raise your frequency to that level where it's not burning you. So the masters don't get burned by any frequency, right? They're living beyond this dimension and plane of being, yet they move in various spectrums, or spectri, is that a word, spectri? Spectra? Spectra, yeah, spectra. They move in various spectra as they are called to or able to assist souls. Yet the ultraviolet spectrum is really interesting. And I think that we should do a study on that. Would anybody like to take up this subject and do a presentation at the Heart Center sometime on the ultraviolet spectrum and what it really is and what it means to Earth? It would be an interesting study because we may get more information that we can utilize in our spiritual work to enter that higher vibratory rate because it is beyond our physical sight, which is interesting. So
now we're going to have another question. Why is it important to sun gaze only at sunrise and sunset? And Donna Dregan is going to answer this question and tell us a little bit about sun gazing. Go ahead, Donna.
Well, you sun gaze once a day when the ultraviolet rays, the UV index, is close to zero, either the first hour after the sunrise or in the last hour before sunset, once a day. Some say sunrise is the best because it's more healing. And you do this between 10 seconds and 15 minutes, it suggested. Omram claimed that the prana, cosmic energy, is the most intense 20 minutes before and 20 minutes after sunrise. Thank you.
Okay. Wonderful. And you've probably heard that the safest time to look at the sun is either right after sunrise or right before sunset, where we can safely do that without injuring our eyes. And we get special frequencies that heal and feed and teach us on the inner when we gaze at the sun, because all life on this planet is, we're all solar beings and we're all solar powered. So we need that energy to thrive. Okay, let's go on with the heart stream now.
So in the New Age circles, Metatron is known pretty well in certain circles. In the Sun of Lighthouse, we never really talked about Metatron ever, that I can recall, ever. It wasn't until after the Heart Center was formed and I heard it, you know, about Metatron, that I discovered more about him. And then he's known in certain alchemical circles. He's known in, you know, people that study Hermes Trismegistus and the Emerald Tablet, etc. Yet he's kind of a mystical figure. He has given heart strings through me, and it's been amazing. And I see him more kind of as a cosmic androgynous being, even though we think of him as male. He's very androgynous in terms of being very powerful with both the masculine and feminine energies of spirit. So that's the Metatron that Marius Michael George did. And you see the similarity. If you walk over here and look at Uriel, it's pretty similar. And then you have the Kabbalistic image of the Sephirot tree there with the, is it 10 or 11? Mm-hmm. 10 Sephirot. And so that is a very powerful representation of the geometry of the universe. Mother Elizabeth Fairprophet said that the understanding of the Kabbalah is one of the highest understandings of the structure of the universe. So even astrophysicists now talk about 10 dimensions. They talk about 10 dimensions. So obviously those who understood the Tree of Life and the Sephirotic Tree probably clued into a deeper spiritual scientific understanding of the universe. And it's something that I think we all can learn more about, because I don't know that any of us fully understands it, you know, unless you go into that dimension in meditation and then you have revelations. So the ultraviolet angels, I'd like to know the names of ultraviolet angels. I just got a word called coagula. And I think this is an alchemical term of when you unite two different substances, they coagulate, right? And I would like to look up the word coagula. So if there's somebody online, can you get texts or not? Okay. There's somebody online who'd like to look up the word coagula. I think it has an esoteric meaning with alchemy. What I see, though, is there's an angel whose name is like that, who is an angel of precipitation. So within the ultraviolet spectrum, you do have keys to precipitation that are different than what maybe we've heard from Saint Germain and his treatises on alchemy, like Most Holy Trinity Sophia, which came, you know, many, I think that was in the 19th century, even Most Holy Trinity Sophia, that was at least revealed. So what does this have as practical application for us? Well, when you see something happening in the world that really is not to your liking, I would call to the angels of the ultraviolet spectra to manifest the miracle light of God to resolve that thing or situation with super high speed, with an instantaneous action of light. And then experiment with this. And if you have an experience, those listening here and on the broadcast, after doing this, share it so we can all benefit from whatever your experience, you know, has been.
And now we'll have another question. What is the practical application of the ultraviolet ray for our spiritual work? And Nancy Locke will be answering this question. Go ahead, Nancy. Be sure and unmute.
You can hear me now. Okay. I just did the unmute on my phone. Okay, you can hear me now?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. So just the more we understand about what the ultraviolet ray is, I think the greater opportunity we can have to work with it in our spiritual work. So it actually, the photons of an ultraviolet ray, so let me just explain what a photon is. Simply a particle, like a particle which carries the electromagnetic energy. Okay, so it's just like a particle and a carrier of the quantum of electromagnetism. So it's interesting because a lot of us are all concerned, and we should be, about the electromagnetic frequencies being given off by 5G and all the computers. However, in this case, we can use the electromagnetic forces of the universe for our benefit if we tune into them the positive way. So these photons are just the particles that carry the electromagnetic energy, okay? So the photons of the ultraviolet ray have greater energy than those of visible light, okay? So we have our colors of the rainbow that we all know, that the colors that we see on a day-to-day basis. So that the energy of the ultraviolet is beyond the violet. Okay, so the violet is the highest frequency that we can see. And if you go beyond that frequency, then you have the ultraviolet. And it's actually, just to do a mini tiny physics course, it actually has a shorter wavelength. So if you think about waves just going up, down, the wavelength, the ultraviolet actually has very short waves, which gives it a very high frequency. So when we have a high frequency, then the energy is higher. Like when we decree faster, that's a higher frequency of sound. And so it's a higher, more powerful energy to it. So hopefully that all makes sense. So it's actually like electromagnetic radiation with a shorter wavelength than visible light. And 10% of the total electromagnetic energy from the sun is ultraviolet. 10% is ultraviolet rays. So it's just a little lesson. And David does ask in this if somebody would do a little study. And I actually am motivated to do that and do some more research. I learned a lot of this stuff when I was going through pre-med and whatnot and physics, 40 years ago. So I definitely have to review it, but I think it's extremely interesting. So it's beyond the physical spectrum. It is magical. So it's very magical. If we call to the ultraviolet ray and the ultraviolet ray angels, Coagula, we were given the name Coagula, Metatron. Metatron is a cosmic being. We can get into the magical place of transmutation and bringing about, as Saint Germain said, tremendous miracles that are powerful and life-changing. So we're really keying into the energy, more of the divine, more and more when we go into this ultraviolet spectrum, and we can definitely use it to precipitate daily miracles. So if we can all start doing this, we can all change the world together. That's what I've got for you.
Wonderful. Thank you, Nancy. I appreciate your little science lesson. It's great. while you were talking about the frequencies and about the super high frequency of the ultraviolet ray and the waves, I got the image of a hummingbird and hummingbird's heartbeat. If you've ever heard a recording of a hummingbird's heartbeat, it's just like, it's so fast. You can't identify the individual beats, you know, because the creature is so tiny. Anyway, so maybe hummingbirds have a connection to the ultraviolet ray. Maybe they're already in that frequency. Anyway, let's go on with the heartstring now. There's a little bit more teaching.
So I'm looking forward to trying this and meditating on that. So if you have anybody that shares about coagula, let me know. And we'll... Okay, what was that? Okay, we need to have you have a mic. So can we give her a...
The dissolving conjoined action or process of every stage in the alchemical purification. Any coagulated mass, precipitate, clump, or clot. There is something here, like a quote. It says, solve et coagula, separate and join to gather, or to dissolve and coagulate in Latin. It's a medieval alchemy quote, which is to say that nothing new can be built if not before we make space, breaking the old.
Interesting, yeah. I think the master Omar Mikhail Ivanov, in one of the daily meditations, used that word too. I seem to remember that. Another formula that the master is offering us is to utilize the violet light with the golden or yellow ray. Now, why? Well, if you kind of intuit, the violet is a combination of blue and pink. And then the yellow is the polarity to violet. So we have the three primary colors. Normally we think of blue, yellow, and red. And from blue and yellow, we have green. From blue and red, we have violet. And from yellow and red or pink, we have the kind of a peach color, or we call it the golden pink glow ray. So those are interesting combinations of colors. So when you have the violet, in order to balance a certain action after you've invoked the violet, you can invoke the yellow ray or the second ray of wisdom. And what happens is the violet transmutes, consumes. Once that's done, it's nice to have more understanding so you can transmute more, right? You can transmute something different. You can alchemize with higher teaching. So it's kind of a counterbalance. And so using, like when you do a lot of violet flame prayers and songs as we've done, it's good to then also do yellow. Or if you do a lot of yellow, then do violet. The same thing with green, which is blue and yellow, and then pink. So if you invoke a lot of the emerald ray, you can counterbalance that with the pink, with love. Likewise, if you do a lot of with the peach, which is yellow and pink, the peach color, or the golden pink glow ray, you can balance that with blue. So what does that do? It balances the three primary colors within the spectrum of what you're working on so that harmony persists. Because let's say you only invoke violet fire. You transmute a lot, right? Yet you could get slightly imbalanced if you accelerate it to the point where you're, let's say you're not studying, you're not learning. So, you know, we're all students of life, students of lifelong learners of the truth. And let's look at balancing everything. So if we do a lot of blue, Archangel Michael, Hercules, Divine Director, you know, Micah, Angel of the Unity, let's balance it with peach, golden pink glory. Now, we don't have many prayers in that, yet the crystal rays kind of are that. So you could do a lot of blue and then do the five crystal ray songs and prayers that we know of. You do a lot of green, which is blue and yellow, balance it with love, songs, and prayers.
Okay, that's the end of this particular heart stream. So this is the perfect segue into the crystal ray heart stream, which was also given on February 17th, 2024. This is called the spiritual essences of the five crystal rays. Hold on a second.
I'd like to explain that in the heart center community and movement, we really revere what's called the five crystal rays. In the previous movement that I was part of, we called them the five secret rays. And these are beyond the seven rainbow rays, and they relate to the chakras of the hands, the feet, and the thymus, the points of the stigmata or where Christ was pierced on the cross. And when we access these very high frequencies through these crystalline energies that are beyond kind of the normal range of what people experience and the normality of living on earth, we enter into a mystical divine experience of blessedness and kind of the beatification of our souls, where our spirits merge with the divine world, the etheric plane. We become more rarefied in our consciousness. We become more sensitive. And so one of the goals of initiates and the...
At this time, I wanted to give a little bit of teaching about the crystal rays. This is from the introduction of the Rosary of Divine Quintessence, which is a rosary to the archei of the five crystal rays. And let's see. And it names the archea and archei of the five crystal rays and tells a little bit about them. Oriel and Alina work to accelerate the action of the crystal rays for the clearance and spiritualization of the auras of disciples of the living word. Celestel and Selena, as step-down transformers of cosmic beingness, bring God's jeweled light energies from higher celestial worlds to mankind. Christiel and Christila work to help widen the crystal cord between the Holy Christ Buddha self and the soul, and to magnify the christic or crystalline frequencies with the chrismatic and charismatic light waves of their own beings. Soliel and Estrella regulate and gradually increase the starry photonic currents that descend to us from our I am or solar presence as we work with the crystal rays. And Virtuel and Vestrea deliver previously unknown virtues, gifts, and accords of the spirit to those who qualify for them through heroic and sacrificial service to mankind over many lifetimes. So pretty amazing that these five crystal rays are ensouled by these marvelous beings. There's an archangel and archaea for each of the five crystal rays, just like there's archangels and archaea for the seven rainbow rays. And we, years ago, the only teaching we had about the five crystal rays, which were known as the five secret rays at that time, was the five Dhyani Buddhas, each of whom also represents and ensouls one of these five rays. So if you ever want to tune in to the to the five crystal rays, just give one of the rosary devotions that names the five Dhyani Buddhas in it. The Children's Golden Buddha Rosary is a marvelous example of that. And you can experience the nuances of these five crystal rays. So that you'll have to experiment with yourself. So I'm going to go ahead and continue with this heart stream.
Those who are moving into this Aquarian cycle is to become more sensitized to light, to divine radiation, to the intimations of what the divine beings would offer us in terms of wisdom teaching, yet also the spiritual essences that we call quintessences. And it's interesting that quintessences are, the quint means five. So the quintessences of heaven directly relate to the five crystal rays. And these are very fine frequencies that you can only fully understand and utilize in your spiritual work when you meditate, you go deep within, you find the living presence of God inside of yourself that feeds these essences as very tangible new realities that you can utilize to do greater spiritual work. So the purpose of them is to allow us to have what I spoke of last night in the talk in Laguna Hills, which is clairvoyance, clairaudience, clairalliance, clairsentience, clairgustance. So these relate to our physical senses, yet they're at a higher plane or consciousness or level of being. So when we access them, sometimes we get a little dizzy. And I remember when we were first kind of playing with these energies, it was like I get a little woozy and you may even feel disoriented somewhat. This is the changing nature of these frequencies are such that you're kind of morphed into a higher reality. And so if you feel at times that you're more ethereal than physical, yes, what's happening is the transformational change is happening in your very cells. Your cells are receiving more light. So you become more light. And then all that was previously yours as your human nature is kind of dissolved into the new you, which is more spiritually energized by this higher radiant field that we've entered by our conscious presence associating with angels, divine masters, cosmic beings. So it's kind of daunting at first to start to live in this new reality. Yet once you're there and once you've experienced these higher planes and dimensions of being, it becomes more natural. You become affinitized to it. And look at the word affinitized. It's like you become more fine. Right? You become finer and finer in how you can both receive light, assimilate the light, and then manifest or emanate that light. So as higher initiates, we're called to enter into this divine science and really a holy art of spiritualizing everything in matter so that it becomes more of spirit. We're materializing spirit and we're spiritualizing matter simultaneously. And it's a beautiful process. It is daunting, as I've said, when you first enter into it because you feel like you're just different. And other people will say, you look different. Or, you know, people that you've known your whole life are saying, I don't know if I recognize you anymore. So it's okay. It's okay to be different because we're all unique, and yet we're all part of one spiritual family that's going through this metamorphosis, this process. It's really a procession of light. So the word process is within the word procession. So we're processioning into the golden crystal age of Aquarius with our feet on the earth, yet our spirit and the heavens. And so we're kind of living simultaneously in multi dimensions. And sometimes light bears space out a little bit. You know, we see this all the time, right? Have you ever felt like you're spaced out a little bit? It's okay. It's part of the process. You do have to kind of coalesce light in a conscious way so that you can sustain your spiritual uplift and what's transpiring within your soul and your higher bodies while living practically on earth. So the rub is we still have to be practical. We still have to do our work. We still have to serve others. We do our gardening. We do everything with our hands and feet. Yet a part of us is becoming more and more divine. And that's our heart, our soul, and our spirit, our soul merging with spirit. So if you felt within the last 5, 10, 15, 20, 30, and in my case, 50 years since I found the teachings of the Ascended Masters at the age of 18, if you find yourself being continuously transformed or you feel the impulses to change, that's a good thing. You have to kind of flow with it. So one of the aspects of the five crystal rays is flow. You can't demand something. You can't put your hand on it and touch it with physicality because it's a morphing, kind of like a Mobius strip type experience where you're actually twisting, you're moving, you're evolving. I think all of you here probably know somewhat of what I'm speaking about because as you become more crystalline and you become finer by accessing these quintessences, you really are not of the world anymore. You're not of the earth, earthy. You're more living in a heavenly state of grace and spiritual beingness. So it's hard sometimes to relate to people physically who have not had these experiences, who have not been focused on what's inside of them, which is their spirit, and they're not doing the work, you know, meditation, practice, prayer, contemplation, because they're at a different level. Now, we don't judge them, and we still have to relate to them, yet we know we kind of smile, and we are very patient with everyone, yet we are moving into this new reality. It's really a tremendous opportunity. So I think you all know what I'm speaking of, and to maintain equipoise and patience and a sense of brother-sisterhood is all important because the change is accelerating, and we know this. I mean, so many people in the New Age circles are saying, you know, we're moving into the fifth dimension, and we're, you know, we aligned with the galactic center, you know, in 2012 in December, and now things are really happening, and they are. At the same time, many other things are dissolving, and old patterns are being washed away and transmuted. So we have to go with the flow. However, it's the higher flow. It's the higher transformational change. So as we do this, a part of ourselves unites each day with the divine. And as we feel that unification of our consciousness with the divine within, we celebrate it. We bask in that light. We revere the process that God is alchemizing us to become closer and closer to our source. It's a very beautiful thing. And then your meditations become more profound. Your time of aloneness or your time with others who are of like mind makes you just happy. It's like, don't worry, be happy. Remember? Who was that? Not Ram Dass? Was it Bobby McFerrin maybe? Yeah. Or was it Ram Dass? Be here now, or, you know, don't worry, be happy. Yeah. So in a divine way, it's not a human thing. It's a divine experience.
So that's the end of the heart stream now. Some wonderful stuff in there. And I'm sure many of you have probably experienced a spacey kind of feeling sometimes. They call it being blissed out sometimes. I've experienced this myself on occasion when, especially after a live heart stream at a conference or something like that, and you're just, you're hardly even in your physical body. You're just like floating above your head almost, and you're just, feel kind of weightless. And from the human sense of things, yeah, you do get a little giddy sometimes, but that's okay. Like he says, it's all part of the process. I also have experienced the change, you know, as we are being refined by the, by our spiritual work and by the crystal rays and the seven rainbow rays, our very physical cells and atoms change. I look back, I can't eat certain things that I used to eat, you know, 5, 6, 7 years ago. I can't eat them anymore because my body doesn't tolerate those things anymore. So you adjust, you do what's in your best interest, and you just continue the refining process, like David was talking about in this heart stream of the crystal rays, you know, where everything's getting tuned higher and higher and higher a little at a time. And we all are growing spiritually by God's grace. So anyway, wonderful, wonderful. Does anyone have any comments or questions now after we've had this teaching? If not, yes. Go ahead.
This is Catherine. So I'm relaxing after cleaning my room and getting things organized here. But I am just, my heart is opening. I'm tingling all over from the tip of my toes to the top of my head and my fingertips. It's just so yummy.
Yeah, those crystal waves are very yummy. That's a good way to put it. That's true. I know sometimes after I've had an experience like that, I have to go get something to eat because it pulls me back into the physical body, so to speak. And I literally feel like I'm on a string, you know, and I'm like in a little balloon over my head, and then I have to reel myself in back into the physical body so I can go ahead and deal with the practicalities of living on this globe. Isn't that the truth?